USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden said he is looking forward to continuing to closely cooperate with government of the United Kingdom after British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced his resignation. The president also stated that the United States and Britain will continue to work together on a range of issues, including, quote, maintaining a strong and united approach to supporting the people of Ukraine, end quote. While layoffs remain low, more Americans apply for unemployment benefits, making it the fifth consecutive week that claims the 230,000 mark and the highest number in almost 6 months. The numbers indicate that a historically tight job market is easing up as companies let go of workers amid economic uncertainty. This is USA Radio News.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-279-1717. 800-279-1717. That's 800-279-1717.
FBI Director Christopher Wray warned Western companies that China aims to, quote, ransack their intellectual property so it can eventually dominate key industries. His statements escalate a dispute between the world's two largest economies over hacking. Wray made these statements in remarks to a gathering of business leaders and academics in London. He appeared alongside the head of MI5, Ken McCallum, the first time the heads of the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the UK's domestic counterintelligence agency have shared a forum. The Food and Drug Administration has advised the emergency use authorization for Paxlovid, allowing for authorized state licensed pharmacists to prescribe the Pfizer antiviral medication to eligible patients. It has been cleared for use and available for free in the U.S. since December. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense. The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
As the White House marks over 1 million deaths to COVID-19, China is doubling down on its zero COVID strategy that has forced millions to stay isolated in their homes. The head of the World Health Organization says that China's zero strategy was not sustainable. In response, China's foreign ministry is calling those remarks, quote, irresponsible, and has took them off social media. A Mississippi abortion clinic that was at the center of the U.S. Supreme Court upending abortion rights nationwide has closed its doors. Physicians at Jackson Women's Health Organization were trying to see as many patients as possible before today when Mississippi will enact a law to ban most abortions. A judge denied the clinic's petition on Tuesday, suggesting that delaying the ban would, quote, clearly harm the state and its citizens by denying the public interest in enforcement of its law, end quote, in an 8-page opinion. The Pink House, what it's known as, has been doing abortions through 16 weeks, but under previous U.S. Supreme Court rulings, abortion was allowed to the point of fetal visibility at about 24 weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.